It's Unfocused. It's a podcast, and we're back.
We're back. I'm T.
I am AJ Twist.
And we're your hosts for episode 258. This is the Mudkip episode, and Mudkip is, get this, the Mudfish Pokemon.
I heard you like Mudkips.
I do. They are right. They're on my good list for now. Yeah, it's a cool-ass Pokemon. I actually like his whole evolutionary thing, so...
He's a mudfish Pokemon? That's more unique than most, you know?
That is unique. I'll give them that. I never heard that before, for sure. All right, you guys. Yeah, we're on episode 258.
And don't forget, you can also follow us on Twitter. What do we start out with? We're live on twitch.tv/closing28.
Yes, also youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. Yeah, you can like, comment, subscribe on both of those things.
We got to do this by memory now because I'm listening.
That's what I was thinking right now. And then, those are the things.
Yeah, that's the two things.
Okay, cool. All right, with that being said, we're going to jump into our unfocused weeks. You want me to kick it off or you want to kick it off?
I'll kick it off.
All right, go for it, AJ.
So, I got into a new game this week. It's actually not new. It's an old game. People know it as Minesweeper.
I've heard of that. That's an old game, right?
Yeah, it's like when you had a Windows computer back in the day, you had two choices of games. It was either Solitaire or Minesweeper.
I always played Solitaire. I didn't know how it worked, but I played Solitaire.
I know Solitaire. I've been playing a lot of Solitaire, actually. And then Minesweeper was one of those games, you're like, what the fuck? You know, this is a bunch of squares, and you hit one square, you get a bunch of numbers sometimes.
Yeah.
Or you hit a mine. And you're like, how am I supposed to know where these mines are at, you know? And I learned. I watched a quick little tutorial really quick. How do you actually play this shit? And it was explained really quick. I'm like, oh, okay, that's all it is. And then bam, I started playing. I have an app on my phone and I started playing that shit. So I know how to play Minesweeper now after these years.
I know the game you're talking about now, but I've never played that game. I've just seen people playing it.
Yeah, no, I never knew how to play either. I just pushed buttons. I thought I understood at one point, and I'm like, oh, okay, I should be able to click here. And mine is like, fuck, okay, no. So I don't know it then. But now I know how it works.
I was always like, I'll just play Math Blaster. All right, what else you been up to?
Learning Minesweeper. Working on this damn model. This is why I'm pissed off today, too. So I finished my Ninja Megazord model. Here's a piece
of it. Oh, shit, the bear.
And I painted everything. So, again...
That's painted?
Yeah, everything's painted.
The yellow?
The yellow, the red, the silver. You don't look too close because then you see all the imperfections.
Nah, but just normally, that shit looks pretty sick.
Right now, he's missing his arms, but this shit got fucking detailed as hell.
Oh, that's the dragon. What is it?
This is the ape.
The ape. That's what it is. The Red Ranger's the ape.
Yeah. But I got the whole set painted and everything. I just finished it today and fucking pissed me off because you had to be so precise and I had to be super still because these are small. They fit in your freaking hand. So I had to get really fine paintbrushes to paint it. And I missed a couple times. Fuck. And now I got to undo this part or wipe it off real quick before it dries. Yeah, it was a mess.
I've always been bad at shit like that.
But I did it. I finished it. I'm just done with it right now. I'll find little shit probably later to fix, but I think I nailed every little detail that I needed to. So I think I'm done with that for now.
What does the Pink Ranger have in that? The crane?
It's a crane, yeah.
I always forget because I thought there wasn't a Pink Ranger through part of the series.
The crane kind of pissed me off too because it was because the crane is so freaking small. It's like the size of my
thumb. Why is it so small?
Because this is the head when it goes into the full Megazord mode. The Ninja Megazord.
Sounds like a design flaw, Zordon.
I think they could have made this bigger. I was looking at it the other day, and I was like, you know, they could have done something cooler to make it more beefier looking. But no, they just didn't go there. They kept it super simple. But anyways, yeah, so that's what I've been working on, doing that. And also, yeah, I did Wednesday Night Fights. We did our usual Soul Calibur on Sunday nights, right?
Of course.
Which you can watch your live on twitch.tv/collision28 when we do them.
And you know, this last time I felt we've really been growing a lot in the past few weeks. So when you watch the matches, I feel like you can see that. So I think it's worth checking out.
Yeah, for sure. Just to learn or just to hang out and just talk with us on stream is pretty fun, too. Just people bringing up just random shit to talk about. It's almost like an unfocused podcast in a way.
Yeah, it's like a bonus episode.
In a way, yeah. And we're on here for 3-4 hours straight just playing Soul and just talking random shit. Mm. But yeah, I feel like And I noticed, like, Steven just mentioning shit, too. Like, he was talking about the way I was playing and shit. I was like, oh, shit, I like your new style. I'm like, what new style?
Dude, you do have
what,
a,
what
you
am
do
I
have
doing
a new
different?
I don't know.
But I think it's just shit that I've learned to do more often.
I feel like you have a new style, even if you don't realize it. Like, you're playing different. Like, it's good. It's harder for me to come in on you.
Yeah, I've been noticing, for as far as Steven goes, like, he's been, like, more patient randomly, too, which is fucking throwing me off.
That's bad for, yeah.
Because I always expect him to, like, do something and... And then he's not doing shit, so I'm, like, more in my head now, like, the fuck's he gonna do? Why is he sitting here? Is he waiting for me? Like, I'm just getting scared now. So that's throwing me off. And, yeah, but everyone else, like, Kay coming in with the Ivy now is fucking getting scary, too.
Yeah, Kay's really fucking everyone up. Like, I haven't been fearing Ivy in a long time, so it's good.
So, like, everyone's just... Yeah, we're just all learning and shit now, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then I played Wednesday Night Fights today, or last night, rather.
How'd it go?
So the way Wednesday Night Fights are going now, so if anyone doesn't know, Wednesday Night Fights usually is a tournament held at the Esports Arena here in Anaheim. Oakland has an Esports Arena, too, so they also have Wednesday Night Fights out there. And yeah, there's various fighting games there. You go there, and you compete there every Wednesday night and all that. But since we cannot gather in places, and a lot of places are closed, they're doing them online. And I was wondering how they're holding it, and they have a Discord channel for it and all that too. Actually, NorCal is actually holding the Wednesday Night Fights now, because both NorCal and SoCal are together to do the online competition.
Oh
now.
Wow! So yeah. You're fighting a bigger range of people too, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's good.
You're fighting different people for sure. Like I'm not. Well, some of the usuals are still there, like Besh and Vanity have been there.
Because they want to play too. Yeah.
Signia is there too. But then I'm seeing some other people I've never heard of before that are showing up there as well. Their Discord channel, I fucking love the way they put it together. It had me understand Discord even more. So now I know how to fuck with that some more. But yeah, I was in the Discord channel. Then you get unlocked to go to a special room in there where you can discuss the tournament matches and all that, where they call out who's playing on stream, who's not. And then you get to exchange information with all the other competitors to figure out who's playing where or whatever. So that was fun. And I technically, I went 2-2.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I know you got a win out of there.
No, I did not get a win.
Didn't you get a round win?
Oh, I got one match win in the very beginning. The first match that was on the stream was my match versus TJ Biggs, who plays a B2. And I'm not familiar with B2 at all.
2B?
2B, whatever. B2, 2B. Whatever that bitch is, and
second bitch,
and she, I don't understand her, right? I don't know shit about her. I just barely, I know a little bit from a little bit. I've seen Drew and Chris play. That's about it. And I think Aaron picked her up on accident one time and was showing me some shit to be afraid of. And then he ended up beating me with her too afterwards. So I don't know anything about fucking 2B. And then that was my first match, and I won that first set just based off defense. And I was listening to the commentary this morning, and they're like telling me, like, oh yeah, he knows when to come in. Oh, like this is definitely a bad matchup for a 2B, and it looks like AJ Twist understands it and all that. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Like, yeah. You're like, fuck it, I'm just gonna attack.
I was just playing safe the whole time and just using whatever move I was pretty sure would hit.
Oh shit! Apparently, what you're doing is right. Dude, like I said, I don't think you noticed, but your game has really changed for the better. I don't know what it was, but for the past week or two, I feel like your game's.
I just understand my character a little bit more, and I know what takes longer to come out and what doesn't, I think is what it kind of is. And I know all her moves now. Like, I just know it. Like, and that's the fucking weird thing. As opposed to, no, we're not offline.
Okay, go on.
It says live everywhere else.
And that's not, I was freaked out by it, but anyway, sorry.
But yeah, so, I just know the character more, as opposed to like using someone like Selmina or Shangwa, where I'll know a few moves and I'm just stuck in that loop. And then I'll guess new moves and I'll just be wrong. Like, okay, that's not what I thought it was. And I'm just like one half or a quarter of the match, I'm like looking for moves. And I'm like, oh, there it is.
You're explaining every Amy experience I have, like every other Amy experience I have.
Yeah, but that first match went pretty good. And last two, I just. It was kind of close, and it's got worse and worse. The more we played together, the worse I got fighting that 2B. And then my second match was a DQ, and my third match was a DQ.
Why?
Because one dude just didn't show. Actually, he lost his first match, so I should have played him in the loser brackets. And then he was like, you know what? I don't want to play right now. Just DQ me. I'm not down for it.
What?
Yeah, so he just fucking just left.
Okay.
He was just like upset with shit that night. He's like, I'm tired of playing online. I've been playing online all day with random people.
He's over it.
I'm just done right now. Yeah, he's like, I'm just done. And he bounced. And so that moved me up. And then my next match that I was supposed to play, the dude was playing. And during that match, it was kind of laggy. And then he ended up taking the loss. He's like, yeah, the match is too laggy. I don't want to cause an issue for the rest of the tournament. I'm gonna take this loss. Just DQ me.
So that means he was the laggy one, probably.
Yeah, no, he knew he was a laggy one, too, because he's like, he noticed it throughout the day at home, just shit being weird.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, it's me. Just DQ me.
Fucking AJ.
And so, like, I got away with another one. I was like, okay, cool. I'm further down the bracket now. And then my last match was against Manta. Manta.
Manta, yeah.
The Voldo player.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, I lost that one right away.
He's a tough one.
Yeah, but he's pretty cool, though. He's pretty chill, because, like, he was
teaching me shit last time.
Yeah, we were communicating through Discord, and then right after my match, he was like, yo, like, good matches, man. Like, you need more Voldo training, man. Like, we should get some games sometimes.
Yeah, he told me the same thing. Yeah. He's like, he knew, like, when I fought him, he knew I couldn't fuck with Voldo's certain things. Too. Yeah, that guy's cool. Yeah, Manta's cool. I like him.
Yeah. Even before that match, I was in Discord with Kay and Steven. And I asked them really quick just to be sure. I'm like, okay, when he's in that fucking Manta's position, like, head is low or head is high?
Head is low.
Head is low. Yeah, that's what he told me.
Yeah,
that's what he told me. Like, okay, that's all I got to remember right now. Because that's the one shit I always throws me off. Everything else is a learning experience. And I forgot it once, but every other time, like, I was kind of on it. But but that one, I was talking to that guy for a little bit. It was funny, too, because I was asking him, since we've been having our Sunday nights and inviting random people here and there.
You said, oh, yeah.
I did. And I'm like, yo, do you play PS4? Because me and my friends get together every Sunday night and play. And he's like, you know what? I can't because my PS4 is, like, possessed. I'm like,
oh,
what?
Shit.
He's like, yeah, like, randomly playing online, the disc will spit out. And, like, sometimes
the fuck?
3 a.m. In the middle of the night, it'll turn on and start beeping. I was like, whoa.
Yo. I almost want to tell him, send it to us so we can fuck with it. But that'd be kind of, I don't want it to go wrong. That's how horror movies start, you know? Like,
yeah.
Right? Like, and then all of a sudden our house is cursed. Like, fuck that.
But, like, he plays on PC, though, which is cool. So maybe we'll catch him on there sometime.
Yeah, he was really cool to me, too. So I'm glad that you connected with him, too. He's very helpful. He was asking me things about Taki too. Like, he's a good guy. I like.
Yeah, and he was there saying too, like, yo, like, I'm still learning too and all that. I was like,
he's pretty good for like, someone still learning. Quote
yeah,
unquote.
He's like, I don't know Tom that well. It's like you're pretty good, but I can see you don't have any Voldo experience. Like, yeah, that's true. But so that was cool. Mm. And
he's the opposite of me, bro. When I see people don't have any talking experience, I just fucking destroy them.
You're like, good.
Yeah, I'm like, good. You don't know I'm about to do all this fucking fucked up shit to you that you had no idea about. I'm not going to tell you.
But
anyway,
come on. But yeah, so that was cool. So that was my Wednesday night's experience.
Good shit.
And it's free to join and all that shit. So anyone that wants to. Also, they're expanding it. Before, they only closed it off to Californians. But now they expanded it into, like, Nevada and Arizona, all the way to Texas.
Oh, so it's, like, becoming a West Coast thing, huh?
And now it's more of a Southwest type of thing now, because they expanded all the way to Texas. So I'm not sure if Reason got it or not, but I sent him the tweet. I replied to him, like, yo, Reason, like, you know, so I want to see if he joins in for
Tekken.
Dude,
he should. He'll get good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
I'm not sure if he got it. If you hear Reason, did you get my tweet? Right. But that's, I think, pretty much. Oh. I'll save it to after your.
Alright, for my in focus.
One other thing I did though.
You had one other thing.
Yeah, but I'll talk about it afterwards. Okay. It's going to be a long thing.
Alright, one thing I did this. I actually got a lot of shit done this Unfocus week. I read this Superman comic I was supposed to read called The Last Days of Superman. It was pretty dope.
Superman dead?
Dude, I don't want to tell you. I mean, I think I can say it. This is an old ass comic at this point. Yeah, man, I was really surprised. Like, I was like, it's called Last Days of Superman, but I was like, okay.
They weren't kidding.
Yeah, I was like, obviously he's not going to fucking die, you know? And then guess what? He dies at the end. I was like, oh, what the fuck? And it was really weird. It tripped me the fuck out because I was like, okay. And then it's over. So I guess there's something else I got to read, but I don't have it. So I was like, all right, that's fucking weird.
Shit. Way to bury the lead, shit.
Yeah. I mentioned months ago that I finished the book Infinity, or maybe a month ago, that it's one of the Avengers tie-ins. You know, a lot of characters from Endgame and Infinity War were gained from that book. But I've been reading their whole thing so I can get to Secret Wars. So I wanted to get Avengers 5. That's the next trade book I needed. Tell me why that's the only book out of print, bro. Like, Marvel just took that book out of print. I'm like, 6 is in print, 7's in print, 1 and 2, 1 through 3 are in print and 1 through 4 whatever, 5's out of print. And I'm like, that's really fucking my whole game up now. Like,
that's funny.
I found some other book I can read in between, but I really can't keep doing my Secret Wars path till I find that 5th book that Marvel just decided to take out of print. I asked the comic book guys why they think that happened, and they're like, maybe they want to come out with like a big thick book, and that's why they cut one of the most important books.
Is that popular for any reason? Like, is there something specific that happened in that series?
I haven't read it, so I don't know. It's hard for me to say, but I'm like, assuming it's probably important, because why would you cut that one book? You
know? I don't think that it's cut, but maybe like it's just out of print because it's just sold out because people are buying it for a specific reason. Like, just how you wanted that specific Spider-Man comic because it was
Captain Marvel's first appearance
and all that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. That's a good point.
And that's just a random, you know, comic in the whole series, right?
So yeah,
it's that might be the case.
That could be. You could be right about that. Yeah, maybe that's why. But either way, I'm basically going to have to buy it on Amazon. I found some cheaper ones, but they're used, so that kind of makes me a little mad.
Oh, I should do that, because I have a couple comics that I want to get that are on my Amazon wish list and shit.
Same thing, like they only have used copies or whatever?
Yeah, they're not even used, they're new.
Okay.
Sonic, no one buys Sonic, so.
So yeah, I got a little frustrated looking for that. I picked up some comics from my local comic store, Collector's Paradise. When I say local, I say that very loosely, because they're in fucking Woodland Hills.
Are they open?
No, but see, this is what they do. You call them a day in advance, and you tell them which comics you want. And then they make a little package for you. They charge you on your phone. And then they leave your shit at the pizza place next door.
What the fuck?
That's weird. And then you just walk up to the pizza place and be like, you guys have any books for your name?
You gotta be like, pepperoni, you know, pizza with the words no anchovies.
Like, oh, no, you want the no anchovies version, huh?
The works, no pineapple.
Yeah, right. And he's like, oh, he strokes his beard. You know, like, oh, okay.
Hold the tomato sauce. Yeah, right.
He's like, and name for the order, you know, like tea. And he's like, okay. He's like, there's your pizza. It's like,
book. Comes in a pizza box.
And he's like, enjoy it carefully. You know, he slides it to me. Yeah, basically like that. And then they give you a 20% discount if you get any pizza from there, or any food from there, like if you're getting comics.
Nice.
So that's how I got my comics. I didn't get a lot, I just got a few to keep me happy. Otherwise, I finished that show Devs I keep telling you guys about. It's that computer programming show.
How many episodes
that's fucking
shit?
Scary. 8 episodes. Done. Oh,
wow.
No season 2.
Oh, okay.
So one season, like,
oh, nice.
Done.
All right.
It's really good, dude. It blew my mind. The last episode had me fucking scratching my head like a motherfucker. But, like, as I, like, watched some YouTube videos, people explaining it and breaking it down, like, paid more attention to it. I'm like, oh, okay, I think I get what's going on here.
So what should one pay attention to, if you can loosely say something without spoiling it, so we don't miss shit?
I would say, look very carefully about the details of the little girl, Amaya. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to say any more than that.
Okay.
You'll know it's a main aspect of the series. The little girl, Amaya, pay close attention to what's going on with her story or who that character is. But yeah, it was really good. It's like Silicon Valley, but if they really knew what the fuck they were dealing with.
I want to watch that last season.
I know, I haven't seen it either, dude. I want to see the last season too. But it's like Silicon Valley, but imagine, because you know, they basically have the fate of the world in their hands. They just don't realize, like,
not in Silicon Valley.
No, like, think about it. Like, some of the programs you, like, change the world. Like,
oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, imagine Devs is that, but they know that their shit's important. Like, and the government knows their shit's important.
Yeah.
But it's the same. It's very similar other than that. So I finished that. I also am almost done with Blood Blockade Battlefield, the second season. I have one more episode to go. Like I said, it's not that great compared to the first season. The first season's really good. Second season's just okay. And then lastly, I feel like there's a really good movie I saw that I wanted to tell you guys about. I saw a movie called Super. And it's got your boy Dwight from The Office in it.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, have you seen Brightburn?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, this movie, Super, is about this guy who, like, never takes control of his life, you know, like, everything just kind of happens to him in his life, right? And then one day his wife leaves him.
James Gunn movie, apparently.
Yeah, it's James Gunn. Yeah, it is James Gunn. And one day his wife leaves him for this drug dealer guy. And he's like,
as they all do.
As they do. You know, and like, her shit's all cleaned out. And she, like, actively left him, you know? So he, like, there's nothing he can do about it. And then, you know, that guy's a drug dealer. That guy's responsible for crime. He decides he's going to fight crime. And it's fucking weird. It's very dark.
As one does, you know.
As one does, exactly. You know, it's very weird.
Do you fight drug dealers?
Yeah, he fights everyone too. Like, you know, he shuts down crime in any way. His main phrase is "shut up, crime." Like, he's just to crime in general. You know, like it's a person or something.
That's funny.
I highly recommend it. It's on Hulu. If you watch movies on Hulu, there are no commercials. That was a really good movie, but very dark. So you got to be in the mood for it because some fucked up shit happens in it. But
Ellen Page is in it too.
That's yeah, cool. She is. She's really good in it, actually. I'm not going to tell you what she does, but she's really good in it.
Nice.
I think that basically covers my Unfocus week.
All right.
Oh, wait, one last thing. Fruits Baskets, 2019.
Oh, yeah?
I'm on episode 6. I really fucking like it, man. Like,
you found that you come through new shit already?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen any new shit yet.
No,
but
okay.
The thing that made me like it, I seen the episode where Toru goes back to her family.
Hmm.
And I don't know if you remember the old...
Did we get a lot of that last time?
Yeah, well, we did. There was an episode for it back in the old day. But it was weird because she was in the middle of, like, talking to them and arguing with them. And then fucking just Yuki and Kyo show up and say, all right, we're here to take you home. Let's go.
Yeah.
But in this new one, they do this cool shit where they show you her arguing or talking to her family.
Mm-hmm.
And then they flash back. And it says 10 minutes earlier. And it shows Yuki and Kyo arguing about where to find the place.
Yeah.
And then they're outside hearing the argument. And I was like, yo, this is way fucking better. And I'm like, it's not that big of a difference, but it's enough to like make it feel more.
I don't remember that in the original.
Yeah, in the original, they just appeared and they were like, okay.
Okay, yeah, there's more details. That's why I don't remember it so much.
Yeah, they didn't even tell you why they were there.
Yeah.
And they kind of briefly say, oh, we were listening outside, you know? Mm. But this one, they show you the process, like how they got there. Like,
yeah.
The fact that they care about her, they were willing to argue with each other to find her. Like, everything just made it better. It's just better, this new Fruits Basket.
It made it more sense in the process, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get backstories for her friends later on, too. Those episodes are pretty dope.
Her friends have backstories? Like the psychic girl and the tough girl?
And how they know her mom and all that?
Those
are pretty dope.
Because it was always clear the Yankee knew her mom. She would always say, oh, your mom wasn't like that. She would just make random offhanded comments.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's actually, okay, I'm excited.
There's backstories for all that, too.
I'm excited, dude.
So those are pretty good. Now, that's later. I think that's right. That's when the second season starts.
Speaking of which, they should make a Fruits Basket live-action American movie with Ellen Page as Toru. And do it like Scott Pilgrim. all dynamic and crazy, like
that'd be funny because they're random fighting sometimes. It just looks all dynamic sometimes.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, randomly, that's just over the top.
Yeah,
and then you could still have them turn into cats and like, oh, you motherfucker.
I wonder if that would work. Actually,
I don't know, but it would be really cool if someone tried. Anyway, that's my Unfocus week. AJ, I think you had one more thing you wanted to say before we get into the news.
Actually, two more things real quick because I remember it playing in Soul Calibur. Like, as I one cool thing that I like is that as I was waiting for my matches, I was playing online ranked matches.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. There's this one Tollum that I played once a while back, and I played like maybe 5-6 matches, and I didn't win any of them, and then I just quit out of it. And then right after I did that, this dude named Rhaegor, who also plays Tollum, who we met at Electric Cancel, he lives in San Diego, I think, or something like that.
Okay.
He friended me on Steam. And months later, we finally played a couple matches, and he gave me some tips. So he's one of the guys that gave me tips about certain Tollum shit. Anyways, right after I played that one Tollum, he messaged me on Steam. He's like, yo, don't give up. You can totally beat her. I'm like,
how did he know you were fighting her?
Because that person was streaming on Twitch.
Oh, and he's like, I know you. You can fucking beat her. Basically, he was like, oh, that's dope. And what happened?
He was just like, yeah, she doesn't know any strings, and her she's like not patient at all. So just be patient and just look for the openings. And I was like, all right, if I see her again, I'll keep that in mind. And I've come across her like 2 or 3 times since that day. Yesterday was one of those days, and I finally beat her like clean because I was just being super patient. And I saw the moves that she was catching me with were just stupid moves. So I decided to do them. Like, she was doing it to me.
Oh, you reflected it on her? Oh, yeah. Shit.
It was funny. And then I also played Oofmatic.
Fucking hate that guy.
He was playing a Hamaru.
He's playing Hamaru now?
He's playing Hamaru.
Oh, I can't wait to kill him.
Like, where have I heard this name before?
Because T's always bitching about him.
And then I also ran into an S-Rank, some other S-Rank, Tollum. And he fucking whipped my ass.
Hey, I bet you it's that one. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of S-Rank Tollums.
His name was Baron.
Oh, no, that's not the one.
But he was getting me in some weird frame traps. I was like, what the fuck?
Yo,
and he was so fucking fast. I was like, I fucking need to memorize this shit. He only played one match and then bounced. I was like, fuck.
Dude.
But I saved that match and I watched it back and I recorded it so I can just watch it.
Oh, dope. That's dope. Dude.
So I did that.
Was it that backflip kick that forces you to kind of duck block? Was he using that?
No. What he was doing, like, he would get into back stance and then he would do, when I'm back turn, I have a few options, but I have some good options. But one of them I don't use too often is like that when she reels back and punches you. And
Yeah, I've seen it.
And he was doing that, and then he'll go back into back stance again and do it again and get back into back stance real quick again and do it again. But then when I get used to blocking it and I want to duck it or something, then he switched it up to a mid attack instead of doing that.
Oh,
or a low attack or something like that.
Oh, he trained you.
Yes. Oh. Like, he did it twice, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to duck it this time. And then hit me with a mid. And then rung me out. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was just scared there, just blocking. Like, I don't want to block anymore. I'm going to duck. And he
dick.
So I was like, shit. And then I realized he was doing that a lot to me. I know what it is now. It's Tom's, was it? Is it 6BK, where she does a forward movement and then she backflips and gets to the back stance. And then he would do that right away. And then do it again and just fucking repeat it, but then mix it up in the back stance. So I was like, okay, I need to fuck with that some more.
That flow sounds wild. Because
he was catching me with that shit a lot. And it was happening so fast that I couldn't read it in the moment. And then when I was about to watch, I'm like, what move is he fucking using again? I was like, that's what it is. Other thing I want to talk about is because we were talking about it on Sunday night. And I needed to know. Kenshin. I went back to Hulu to watch it. And I skipped into like middle of second season to see how they said Amekakuru Ryu no Hirumeki.
Oh, shit, how they say it.
First off, they don't.
What do you, they don't say it at all?
They say Hirumeki. That's it.
They just call it the Hirumeki?
The Hirumeki. That's it. I'm like, okay.
I guess that works. I mean,
at least you didn't retranslate it or some shit like that.
I mean, I'm not that mad. I'm just, Steve doesn't like that. It's just the Hirumeki. I mean, like, it doesn't sound so epic when it's just called the Hirumeki.
Right? No, it doesn't. And also, they weren't calling it the secret technique. They were calling it the secret principle.
What?
Yeah.
What? It's not a principle. It's like a technique. It's a move.
They were calling it the secret principle. So I don't know.
Wow.
And then just to give you some more notation on what they're saying, they're not calling him Kenshin at all. They're calling him, what is it? Kenshi. That's what they fucking call him throughout the whole fucking Kenshi. Every other person calls him Kenshi. They don't even call him, like, the few episodes that I watched, like his enemies normally would call him Batosai or Hamura. No, they all call him Kenshi. I was like, what the fuck? Also, they don't say Batosai. They say Slasher. He's like, not even Manslayer. They call him the Slasher. So like, to kill the Manslayer. It's like, no, to kill the Slasher inside of you is how they would say it. Also, the Bato Jutsu style, I don't even call it Bato Jutsu. I think they were calling it Bato, the Bato style. I was like, what? And then, as far as voice actors goes in the dub version, because this is all dub, by the way, this is all English translation, right? They're talking in English. Sano's voice actor does Sano voice. Instead, Sanosuke, his original voice actor, is now doing Seijiro Hiko.
Yeah, which is really, I remember seeing that and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so Seijiro Hiko is Sanosuke's voice. That was throwing me off. And I think Sanosuke's voice,
he's like a random villain or somebody, right? Or is he like a random side character?
I feel like Sanosuke's voice is Yusuke.
No.
Because there are certain things he would say that's like, is that Yusuke that I just heard right now?
Wow. Okay, I could see that.
Also, Karu, her name's Corey.
Corey?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, also, the one that threw me off too, because Misawa's in there. And do you remember Kamatari?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was Misawa's voice.
The lady?
The lady, yeah. So Misawa had this
Misawa deep, voices Kamatari?
Deep voice, yeah. Like, this is, I was like, that sounds fucking weird.
Dude, that's not right.
I know.
I almost want to watch it just to laugh at it.
The Jupon Gantana was the Jupon. How'd they say it? The Jupon
Gatana.
The Jupon Katana. I think it was the
good. Oh,
that was something weird. I can't
Jupon
even say
Gatana.
It.
It's probably Jupon Gatana. Oh my god, that's wrong.
The Oniwaban group is the Oni Gain.
Wow. The Oni Gang?
The Oni Gang. And then Aoshi.
No, not
of Yoshi, dude.
Okay, but the one thing to unpiss us off, though, because I did some research into this. I did research into it last time, but I found out that the Hulu version is not a new dub. The Hulu version is the original dub.
Shut the fuck up.
Because Sony
had... That's the first dub?
Sony had it originally back in 1999, and they did everything, and it didn't sell. No one wanted it.
Wow. And then... That's the original dub?
And then Media Blaster, a.k.a. Bang Zoom, ended up picking it up.
Yeah,
and they redubbed it, and that's the version that we like, and that's the version that was on Toonami and shit like that, too.
Yeah. Damn, I didn't know that was the original one.
I think that's what happened. And I think I said last time that Aniplex picked up Kenshin, and I think they picked it up with the original Sony shit. I don't think they redubbed it.
Oh, they just picked up that voicing and just like ran with it because it was probably cheap, I'm sure.
Maybe, I don't know.
You know, that being said, it's funny that you said how Sonosuke is actually Yusuke's voice. His name is Justin Cook. He's a great voice actor, and he's also a voice director. And... That being said, I want to say I really fucking love that Justin Cook handled the old Fruits Basket and the new Fruits Basket.
Oh, he did? That's cool.
They got 90% of the voices back. They're almost all the same. I was, like, blown away. All... Even the ones that were different, I'm like, what? They got a different voice for Kyo? But then I started listening carefully. I'm like, no, he's just older. It's the same voice, you know?
He,
like,
he sounds different in the beginning, but then you really get to hear him later on.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, he's the same guy. Yeah, like, guy, same voice actor. That also got me excited because the new Yu Yu Hakusho dub for the last two episodes is directed by Justin Cook.
Nice.
So I'm sure he got all those motherfuckers again because they got... oh god, let me say her name right. Cause she's not Kaoru in that. Oh, she's not Toru in that. Keiko,
yeah.
Kurama, Hiei, and Kuwabara's voice actors are all in all of that.
Nice.
So I'm assuming that they're all gonna be right, or at least the main people.
Right, okay.
Only one I'm scared of is Botan. I have not heard that voice actress in years. I'm afraid they may not have been able to get her. We'll see. I don't know. But I was just thinking about that because I was like, dude. Justin Cook is a G, and he's the voice of Yusuke. Yeah.
But yeah, Taichi, Steven in chat says, referring to what I said about Kenshin's dub and all that, like back in the day, it makes sense that they're all Americanized stuff back then and all that too. So that's what I was thinking too when I fucking read up and researched it. I was like, oh, okay. Because I was like just trying to look up different dubbings on Kenshin and all that. And everyone kept referring to Sony, but like back in the day. And I was like, that's not it. And I'm like, no one else is mentioning this new dub. And I was like, and I thought about it a little bit longer. I was like, that is the old dub that I'm, okay, so... I think that's what's going on there. So do not watch Kenshin dubbed on Hulu, people. It is a bad time.
It's a very bad time. I couldn't even finish it, bro. That shit was bothering me. It was literally bothering me as I was watching it.
Yeah, the voices just really sound off and all that. It was... Well, like I was saying earlier, too, I don't think you had this, but no one calls Kenshin anything else but Kenshi. I don't think they call him Batosai or Homura anywhere. Even, like, the villains. You know how, like, Aoshi and what's his name? Shishio and all that?
Yeah.
They will call him Kenshi. I don't think they ever once call him Kenshi. Maybe once or twice, but they always call him Homura or Botosai.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So exactly. Some people call him Himura, which is more very Japanese to call someone rather than Kenshin.
Or Botosai. Usually they call him Botosai. But no, they're calling him Kenshi.
No, Steve, we're not watching the sub. We've already been hooked into the dub. It's over. It's too late.
It's too late. You can't save us now.
Yeah. I guess that being said, we're going to move into the news. But otherwise, don't forget, you can email us at...
unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, if you want to ask us any questions or have us talk about certain things.
Same thing on podcast, Twitter.
Mm-hmm, Twitter. Twitter.com/unfocus.
Unfocus28, or just add us.
Instagram.
Unfocusedpodcast on Instagram. And catch the audio version of the podcast through
iTunes. Yep, you can download it. Also comment. Also subscribe.
For sure. 5 stars.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah. Research.
Did that shit.
All right.
Proud of myself.
Should I kick us off this time?
We're flipped. You're not on my...
We are flipped.
You're not my right-hand man today, man.
Dude, you're my right-hand man today.
Fuck that.
All right. So check it out. Netflix has made another goal-capturing move. They have... exclusively got the license to Pokemon Journeys, which is the new series that's being distributed right now. Mm-hmm. Nobody else will get it. You cannot get it on Hulu, Prime, YouTube, nothing. It will be released every quarter with 13 episodes every quarter. This is technically the 23rd season of Pokemon.
Wow.
But Netflix has exclusive rights to it. They've been trying to lock the Pokemon thing down for fucking a decade at least.
Who plays Pokemon now? Like on TV. Does that mean it's not going to TV?
No, I think it's still going to be on TV. It's just that for streaming rights, Netflix has it on lock.
Okay, okay.
So you're not going to be able to watch the new Pokemon Journeys anywhere else. No Hulu, no Prime, none of that. You have to have Netflix, and they're only going to release them every quarter. Otherwise, you can watch them on TV directly. That's the only
I want to say Cartoon Network has it now.
Are they the one? Yeah, you're right. Yep, Cartoon Network and Warner Media have done a co-owned deal to distribute it on TV. So it is coming out on Cartoon Network. And Disney XD is also going to be showing it. Hmm. So if you want to watch it on live TV, you have Cartoon Network and Disney XD to reference. But otherwise, you're going to have to go through Netflix probably in September if you want to see this first part of it. But yeah, that's all I was going to say is... Pokemon is happening, but Netflix has looped it down for themselves. AJ?
All right. Some other news. Actually, I don't even want to set the story anymore. Huh? I was reading something, and I was like, this is a stupid story, so I'm not going to skip that. And talk about Super Mario Maker.
Okay.
So Super Mario Maker is getting an update, and this update looks freaking sick, and I kind of want to buy this shit now. Where is my screen when I show the half of the screen? There it is.
Oh, the new Super Mario Maker. Yeah, I heard about it.
So now, as what happened here, there's a new mushroom, and this is the same mushroom that I think is the same mushroom, or they're just calling it the Super Mario 2 mushroom. And this gives you the ability to pick up items. So you know in Mario 2, you can jump on something and pick it up.
Yeah.
Pick up, turn them off the ground, jump on any.
This makes it so every game can do that now? Or so any now, game you make
in
here
in,
can do
in
that?
Mario Maker, if you put in that mushroom, then you'll become the Super Mario 2, or you become Mario from Mario 2, and you can pick up shit now.
That's dope.
Frog suits is in the game now, too. You can run on water with a frog suit? I never knew that.
No, that's new.
That must be something for
you couldn't
Mario
do that
Maker
before.
Itself now.
Hell no, you couldn't do that before.
Balloon Mario. Also, all the hats from like the new Super Mario games. Boomerang shit's happening, too. So all types of different hats are coming to the game now. Also, you can... do a world maker now. Oh, also keys are coming in too. So the same keys I think you get
from Mario World, right?
From Mario 2 again.
Oh, those keys, the ones that open up that big ass door. All right, yeah, go on.
Yeah. So just like that you're getting. But also there's a world maker now. So now you can make worlds similar to Super Mario World. Or Mario 3, yeah. I wonder if they'll give you that ability. It looks like it's just Mario World shit though. But they look like the form that you would see in Mario 3.
Hmm.
But now, I'm assuming now you can have individual levels that you can make and have them all as one world. And then your world will be named after you and shit. It will be like the AJ world and all that. And then you'll be able to make your own path for people to follow now.
Hmm.
Which is fucking crazy. This is pretty much making your own Mario game now is fucking what it is now.
Yeah, it's evolved now, it seems like.
Yeah, it looks... Yeah, it's all Super Mario graphics, but it looks like Mario 3's layout.
Yeah, dude, there's Mario 3 shit for sure. I'm seeing some of that in there.
But just the art style is all Mario World. But yeah, so... Fucking, I want to get Mario Maker 2 now. This shit looks dope.
Yep.
And see all the crazy shit that they're doing in there now.
All right.
But yeah, if anyone has Mario Maker, this update is... I think it came out today, actually, the 22nd. It says today the 22nd. Oh, it came out yesterday.
Okay. So it's pretty fresh.
Yeah. So brand new update. Check it out.
Okay. In some other news, HBO Max. So, you know, you guys heard me last week, and I was bitching about Doctor Who and how Doctor Who got taken off Amazon Prime, and I can't even watch it on YouTube or on Hulu or YouTube for free. So I was getting kind of pissed off, you know? But guess what? The HBO Max trailer finally fucking dropped, showing us some of the things that they're going to have available on HBO Max. And guess what? Doctor Who was on the fucking list. So HBO Max will be getting Doctor Who. If you're anyone like me who is getting irritated that you can't watch it for free anymore, that's the way you're going to do it if you want to check it out.
It's going there? That's weird.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. It's not a Warner Brothers thing. So everybody trips me out, but they got the deal for it. But
yeah.
I guess Prime didn't want to keep the deal going, so they got it.
Maybe they got outbid for it or some shit.
Or that. You know, Doctor Who is a pretty big medium.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just really surprised by that. I didn't really think that was going to happen. Real quick, as another side note, this is unrelated to anything, but...
To anything.
To anything I was talking about. Tom Hardy had released a picture on Instagram the other day, and then immediately deleted it.
Oh, for reals?
Not immediately, but like less than an hour afterwards, he deleted it. And here's the picture. It took me a long time to find this fucking picture, so I hope you guys appreciate it. This is the one he put up and deleted, and I don't know why. Obviously, it shows Venom fucking Spider-Man up in a weird way. I'm sure it's metaphorical. But it might be hinting that Spider-Man might be appearing in Venom number 2, which is, we got the title of that. It's called Let There Be Carnage.
Okay, I was going to say. But I'm thinking maybe he just did that because, like, oh, this picture looks fucking dope. And I'm Venom. I was gonna post this shit, and then Marvel got on the, like, yo, dude, take that shit down right now.
People don't think too much about it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're gonna either give shit away that you don't know about yet, or like, we don't want you to confuse the fans.
You know what? I've heard that's definitely a thing with Marvel and Sony. Is like sometimes they're like, you might be showing them things that you don't even know.
Not Marvel, yeah.
Yeah, either way, both of them. Like, you might be showing people things that you don't even know we are planning. Like, take it down. So that could be the case too.
Yeah.
But so, I thought either way. He posted this and deleted it. And to me, like I've always said, I'm focused. If someone deletes something off Twitter or Instagram or YouTube, it's fact. It's real. Like something's real in there. Something is real in there. Now, I'm just going to guess that Spider-Man will probably just be a cameo at the very end. I don't think he's going to be an active character in it. I don't know that. But I just...
Another way to look at it too, just like looking at it right now, is like maybe Disney called him and was like, yo... We can't show superheroes fucking getting gobbled up and bleeding out like that, man. Take that.
You're
shit
taking
down.
The fun out of this now, AJ, because that sounds very possible. God, I hope that's not what it is. That sounds very possible.
Are you right?
Disney would probably be like, "Yeah, you can't do that, bro. There's blood coming out. Yeah, like, no, like, we
fucking,
don't like
is
that.
Half his body's not even fucking available anymore."
Oh my God, I hope you're not right. You could be right though.
So there's three versions of this. It's real.
Yeah, it's real. It's
it
not
could be real, but he didn't know.
Or
Disney trying to
Disney
keep it PG.
Doesn't want that happening.
Yeah.
I like that, AJ. You made a very good point. Good shit. All right, but yeah. So keep an eye out on his account. Maybe he'll put something else about it. AJ.
Steven's asking, how are you gonna have a Carnage story without Spider-Man?
Well, I mean, you don't have to have Spider-Man in the Carnage story, honestly. Spider-Man is very loosely involved in the creation of Carnage. I know what you're thinking. From the 90s, you know, Spider-Man's involved in all his major story arcs. But Carnage actually has a lot of standalone stuff that doesn't need Spider-Man to be involved. There's a whole theory. The whole concept that Carnage is the child of Venom. And Venom feels responsible for Carnage, so he has to be the one to kill him or stop him. So yeah, I don't think you need the Spider-Man thing. I would obviously prefer it. But to me, the movie's not called Maximum Carnage, bro. So I wrote it out. I don't know if you know about the AJ. A lot of fans are real pissed it's not called Maximum Carnage.
That's number 3.
Huh? No, that's yeah, the next one will be Maximum Carnage,
that's
right?
A spin-off movie.
You never know. But yeah,
I can see them doing that though.
Sony I could see them
milking it.
They're very retroactive. Like they wait to see how people respond to things, and then they're like, okay, actually, we meant it like this. Like, you know, so you're right. That could happen. But yeah, instead of Maximum Carnage, it is called Let There Be Carnage. Not everyone loves that. I don't love it. But you know, hopefully the movie's still good. We'll see. AJ.
All right, I'm looking at my news now, and I realize that I don't have anything. But
at all?
I have like 3 more.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me just give a couple more, and then we'll go to music of the week.
I'll do one more before that, though.
All right, go for it.
All right, so Avatar. So Brian of Brian and Mike, the creators of Avatar, I can't even say his last name, so I'm not going to try to say it, but it looks like it's Konietzko. I'm pretty sure maybe I said that right. Mm-hmm. Anyways, he got on Twitter or something, and apparently people are, like, I've been hearing this for years too, that supposedly they wanted to have a 4th season, but they didn't get it, or people want a 4th season, but they didn't want to do it, right? Like, there's this whole thing about a 4th season that, oh, it was supposed to happen, but they had to condense it, or...
What are you talking about?
Avatar, the Last Airbender.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My bad, yeah.
Oh, there was going to be a 4th?
This is what people have been saying for years, that there's supposed to be a fourth season.
Okay, this is real. Okay. Yeah, I heard that rumor.
Never been facts about it, though.
Yeah, because supposedly the last book was going to be Air. Yeah, we heard this for a long time. Yeah, yeah.
But Brian came out and actually said no fourth season was ever planned. They never wanted one. And even if they were, approached by, Nickelodeon or whatever, they would have been like, nah, because they always had planned just three seasons, and it's like a beginning, a middle, and an end. Also, the movie coming out did not influence in any way the impact of the series either, he also said too.
Oh, why did people think that?
Because the fucking movie did horribly. So people were thinking, maybe they didn't do a fourth season because that movie was so bad, so now no one wants to see Avatar ever again. But that's not what happened either. That did not influence it at all, he said too. So, and then he also said that if they were to make a new animated series, it wouldn't be a fourth season of that or anything like that. And they'll tell a story that they want to tell, and they're not going to take any suggestions from other people. So even though people are screaming out there, they want this, they want that.
They don't care about
that. Don't care about any of that. That when they're ready to do it, and if they will ever do it, it's going to be something that they want
to
do.
That's what I always loved about the Avatar creators. I never felt like they were caving into the fans. You know, I felt like they always just did what their idea was. Maybe that didn't work out every time, because I actually liked Korra, but a lot of people apparently hate Korra. But, I mean, I felt like they always did what they felt was right with the series, and to me, I love that shit. I really do like that shit.
Yeah, they're trying to be influencers and like that. But he also said to, stop tagging him and shit about that now. no one else adds him by the fourth season. Just leave him alone. Stop adding him. That's kind of how he closed it out.
Right. Okay, that's pretty cool.
But I just thought that was good to know.
All right. Speaking of Avatar, The Last Airbender. The Last Airbender will be coming to Netflix. So apparently that's a thing, and that will be May, next month. A lot of people didn't believe this. I mean, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, I think.
You don't have a picture. Did you have a picture?
Oh, no, I thought I did, too. I guess I don't. But it will be this May. And the day is May 15th. The Last Airbender will be on Netflix. We mentioned this, that this was going to be a thing. We didn't
know. The animated series?
Animated series.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's not anywhere right now, huh?
No, it's nowhere for streaming right now.
It used to be on Amazon. I'm not sure if it's still there or not.
No, it's not there
anymore. Not there anymore? Okay.
No. You can buy it on iTunes if you want to own it and stream it whenever you want. But, I mean, it's not streaming then, I guess.
Because I rewatched it again a couple years ago, and that's where I watched it. I streamed it. Even though I owned it on DVD, I don't want to pull out a DVD and put in and out a new DVD every fucking couple hours.
Yeah, Tai Chi, he makes a good point. It was on Netflix, but that was a long time ago. I think that was 2 years ago or 2.5 years ago. It was a while.
But the whole series is coming back to Netflix?
Yeah, whole series coming back. That's cool. It's good for, obviously this is strategic. The Last Airbender Netflix live action show is coming out soon. So this is definitely a plan for them to try to get people more comfortable with the series before the series actually comes out. And I do recommend you guys should do it. It's a great show. We all love it here at Unfocused. So highly recommend you guys check it out. And last real quick thing I'll say before we go to Music of the Week. A female-led Star Wars movie has been announced. Star Wars show has been announced. Now, I want more Star Wars shit that's outside of the Skywalker thing. I'm a little annoyed that there's no details about the show except that it's female-led. I'm like, can't we just make it and just, surprise everyone that a woman's the main character? Why do we have to, try to get a whole bunch of people on our side by saying, oh, it's female-led, you know? To me, I feel like that's the whole problem with Kathleen Kennedy's thing. I would never hate Star Wars because a female is the main character. I'm like, why can't we just make a new Star Wars show and not say shit about that, you know? Just let the story be what it is. Because I'm like, I feel like that's what's fucking with Star Wars right now, you know?
They keep, mentioning it or something like that?
Yeah, they keep putting it in everyone's face. There's articles on the Disney website about female Jedi, female Star Wars. Okay, man, Jedi are just Jedi, you know? We don't care whether they're male or female. We're not supposed to care, you know? I don't know. It just kind of bothers me. What do you think, AJ? As someone who's kind of not as absurdly into Star Wars as me, what do you think about them, you know, pushing that feel, saying it's a female-led Star Wars movie? Do you care or you don't care at all?
I don't care.
I think either way,
whatever. Just give us a new series that looks cool. Mm. Oh, yeah, cool that you're making it a female lead now, because that's, I guess, it's happened once.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many. That's happened a couple times. Like, there's also Rogue One. You know,
Rogue One.
That's female led. Yeah. Like, but they didn't have to say that. Like, you know,
it was so well, good of a movie that I didn't have to think that was a female lead. You know,
And what you said right there to me is the hark of good movies and good shows to me. Like, who cares who the lead is? Just make it. And if it's good, it's good. If it sucks, it sucks. Yeah. And that's it.
If it's a male lead, fine. Like, people that get upset, whatever. Is it good?
Yeah, exactly. That's all I care about. I know that's all you care about. Like, what the fuck is it? Like, is it cool or is it not cool?
You know, unless you went out of your way to make it a certain gender, then that's when it's like, and you can just tell throughout the media, like throughout the series, the story. And that's when it feels odd, you know?
Right. Well, I brought this article up because I wanted to ask other nerd fans too. Like, do you guys think it's a good idea for them to keep pushing that, or do you think they should just put the shit out and like let us absorb it? I mean, either way, like, I'm happy that they're just making more shit outside of the Skywalker stuff. But you know, I just want to get people's opinion. Like, should they chill on that, or should they just keep pushing it that way? You know, either way. With that said, we're gonna take a break into the music of the week. Is that cool?
I was reading chat because I'm trying to figure out what Tech was asking about Sozin's comment.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Okay, let's take a look.
and then Steven's response, I'm like, what is happening here? I'm trying to listen to you and I'm trying to read that. I can't
Okay, so Tech Scare is asking, is May 15th the day that Sozin's comment hits? I don't know, actually. AJ, what's the day of Sozin's comment?
I don't even know what their calendar's like.
I'm going to look it up real quick, because I'm curious now too.
That world's calendar may not be the same as our calendar. It's summer, though. Sozin's comet passes through summer.
Do they even have May? Have months?
It's the summer solstice. So when's our summer solstice?
Isn't that that's like September, right?
Wasn't it like July?
I'm sorry, the summer solstice. Yeah, July.
Yeah, so then no.
Sozin's. I want to look. Comet.
So therefore, no. I think
it just says no.
I think it's no.
In his professional opinion. All right, so we jump into music. We will get back to you guys about Sozin's comment after that.
Yeah.
Music power.
Music of the week.
Summer solstice, isn't that the longest day of the year?
It is.
Which is that one day in the middle of the whole year.
Yeah, it's kind
of
like...
It's just like daylight ends like at 10 p.m. or something like that.
It's like 9, yeah. it's late. It's late,
It's late though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be more correct for the day Sozin's comet comes in, I believe. No, but also it comes once every 100 years. Fuck, I don't know.
We're going to do some calculations to get back to you guys. But for Music of the Week-wise, my song is going to be called The Immortals. And this is from music inspired by the Mortal Kombat movie.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's songs that actually did not appear in the Mortal Kombat movie, but they're songs about the characters. It's ridiculous. It's kind of over the top. But some of them got a nice little techno vibe to them. So this is the Liu Kang song called The Immortals. AJ?
My track is 4 AM by Cascade. No reason, only more than... The only reason really is to have it on the Spotify playlist we have on Spotify.
All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back after these messages.
China, Liu Kang.
To answer your question, Steve, I found a YouTube channel, and they are called Archive. Hold on, wait. Actually, maybe that's not what they're called. I'll tell you what they're called right now. They are called Mortal Kombat Online. They are official.
Damn.
And they have the whole music inspired by Mortal Kombat thing in there. And to further be clear, my song was Immortals. It doesn't have an artist, but it says Liu Kang. So maybe Immortals by Liu Kang.
And or maybe the track is called Liu Kang by Immortals.
I don't think so. Well, maybe. Maybe. Actually, I don't know. You're right. That could be.
Maybe.
I'll look into
Liu
it.
Liu Kang's theme music. I feel like if he was in WWF or something, that would be his music. As
he walks in
down the stage. Yeah.
Liu Kang. Yeah, Fireball. Monk. Yeah, Fireball. All right. And AJ, your song?
Was 4 a.m. by Cascade.
There we go.
My one of my bucket list goals is to be drunk in Vegas at 4 a.m. bumping that track.
Mine is to be bumping the Sub-Zero song from that Mortal Kombat soundtrack while I'm drunk in Vegas. Someone else driving, you know? Okay, that being said, we're going to jump back into the news. Hit it, AJ.
Oh, bad news. Yeah, I guess we could do that.
Right? Nothing else, right?
Nothing else.
Hit it.
Oh, wow, why can't we hear anything? Let's do it! The news.
Yeah! News. What? All right. So I'll start us out with some news. Hunger Games. If anyone's seen those movies or likes the books, there will be a new Hunger Games movie coming out. It's a prequel to the old one. And the movie will be called The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, which is, I guess, a reference to the old ones. They'll be getting the same director coming back. We don't know which actors are returning, but the director will be coming back for it. He had recently said something about still being interested in Hunger Games a few months ago. And then, so here this comes. So I guess that shit's really happening. Also, this is the same guy who made Constantine and Red Sparrow. I didn't see Red Sparrow, but I heard it was pretty good. It was kind of like a Black Widow ripoff.
From what I heard,
yeah. Agents. Yeah, you know? yes, that's one thing to check out. Other piece of news. Last week we had mentioned that J.J. Abrams will be doing Justice League Dark as a live-action TV series for HBO Max. Apparently he will also be doing the Shining series for HBO Max. This I did not know. And The Shining is a movie from Jack Nicholson and Stanley Kubrick written by Stephen King. It's a horror movie about people that go insane in this old-school mansion that's haunted by ghosts. And that will, yeah, so apparently there will be a TV show about that by J.J. Abrams. I don't know how much I trust him to do a full-on straight horror thing, but I guess it's going to happen, so it doesn't matter what I say. Mm. But yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. Keep an eye out for it. You want to go, AJ, or should I do another one?
I guess I got one here.
Yeah, throw one at me.
Splatoon. So last year, or was it 2 years ago? I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago that they ended Splatfest.
I think that was 2018. What was that? 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Shit.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck, it's been that long already?
I think so.
Damn. Well, we're getting one more Splatfest.
Oh, okay. There's going to be another one?
Yes. On May 22nd through the 24th, which I'm assuming would be a weekend, we're getting the OG Team Ketchup versus Team Mayo Splatfest.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I don't know why, But people are speculating that it might be a Splatoon 3 coming out pretty soon.
Already? I guess it's been a while.
Yeah, the Switch has been out for like, what, 4 years now? Three or four years?
It's that long?
I think so, yeah. Three at least.
Yeah, at least three. No, yeah. You're right. Not for sure, at least three.
And so it's been out that long for sure. And that was one of the, it wasn't right away, but it came out like, what, 6 months into the Switch's birth and all that, Splatoon. So it's been out for a minute. And then a lot of people feel like it's not too different, which I feel the same way. It's not too different from the original Splatoon either. So a third version could be a whole new, just brand new, completely different. Because this one definitely feels a lot the same. You know what I want to do? That'll be for my focus week. Never mind. Anyways. But yeah, so there's that coming out. But also there's an update that just came out. Has a lot of balancing with the weapons and all that. But also in there, I guess, somehow, there's going to be a demo. I'm not sure if it's like a free demo or some shit. But from April 29th until May 9th, you can download the game and play it, I suppose. You also get a week free of Switch Online to use as well. So you can play online. So you can do the ranked modes. You can do the Turf Wars and all that shit. So if anyone doesn't have Splatoon but is interested in it, check it out. It is one of my favorites for sure.
Hey, you know, and it's just a great game overall. Splatoon's one of the best games I played in the past like 10 years. Like, it's really good. It's more than just a shooter.
For some reason, that's the only game that I don't get sick playing, which is completely weird. However, lately that I've been playing it, I have been getting small headaches. So and the magic might have worn off of me. I don't know. But yeah, it definitely is one of my favorite games. And I'm down for a 3, and I'm down for other people to check it out. I'm actually happy that my niece had the game for some reason and wanted to play it. I've been wanting to hit her up, too, see if she wants to go online and play again. But yeah, Splatoon. Check it out if you guys haven't.
All right.
Coming soon.
Okay, so some other things to talk about real quick. Riot Games has been doing something very interesting lately. They've been offering a bounty for their problems in their game. It's actually, you know, it's funny because
it's not a problem.
I mean, I'll tell you, for glitches and things like that, which are problems, you know. But this is something we've talked about actually a long ass time ago on Unfocused. I don't know if you remember, AJ, but we had mentioned a long time ago they should just pay people, gamers, to fucking go through and find all the bugs and just fucking pay them out as they find them. We actually mentioned this maybe like 100 episodes ago, a long time ago. And it tripped me the fuck out that this is really happening. We don't know how much they're paying. But this is what
I think it's 10,000 or 100,000. Go on though.
100,000.
I think it's 100 or 10,000. I forgot. There's a reason though. I want to see if you have the same story thinking about though.
If you can find a way to hack into Valorant, which is their new game, which is that's the hard part of this whole thing. You have to hack into Valorant. If you can hack into this game, Riot Game will pay you a bounty for finding their testing problems. It's almost like they're asking you to do the work to get into the beta, basically.
No, and, actually, I know the reason.
Oh, well, AJ knows more than I do. I'll continue what I'm saying, and he'll inform us on the details. Most notably, they're trying to get people to find anti-cheating systems.
Yes.
They're trying to find ways to keep people from hacking the system and getting around everything.
Yes.
But at the same time, they're commissioning people to hack their way into it. But AJ has more for us. Tell us a little more.
Well, first of all, like bug bounty programs have existed for a long time now. Not so much with games, though. More so with software.
Computer software,
websites, programs, and all that. There's websites that exist out there that have bug bounties on them. I think Google has one too. And if you can find some type of security flaws or issues with the website or a piece of software somewhere, that company will pay you so they can go and fix it right away, especially security issues where you can, you know, lose all your information, your banking info and all that shit like that. So these things exist. And I've heard that some hackers have made a living doing all this shit, have made like fucking $500,000 in a year just doing shit.
What?
Literally just living off this shit. Yeah. Huh. So it's really fucking crazy. I don't think gaming has anything like that so much. But the thing with this Valorant game though is that it's an online game, right? I think it's an online shooter
It's an online shooter.
Yeah. And they don't want cheating in the game, right? Mm-hmm. So what they did, and people were upset with this, was that when you download the game and install it, it actually installed this tiny little program that starts up as soon as you turn on your computer to prevent any hacks from entering the game. Because in most cheating software, the game needs to be off, and then you can turn on your cheating software, and then you turn on the game, and then your cheating software works.
Oh, right.
If you do it the other way around, where you turn on the game,
it makes them aware of you.
And then turn on the cheating software, and then, you know, like, sometimes the games won't allow it, and shit like that. So one way to get around shit like that is to turn on your cheating software first, and then turn on your game. But to, you know, prevent that from happening in this game, what they said was like, okay, we're going to have this little tiny program that opens up as soon as you turn on your computer. So if any cheating software does open, that little program would know it before you even open the game.
Hmm.
And then people were upset about this shit, like, oh no, like you're gonna install extra software on my computer that I don't want. You're gonna slow down my computer for no reason and all that shit. This shit's not even gonna work. People are gonna figure it out. So that's why they're offering this thing, like, all right, if this shit does not work, and if you can find some type of bug that is actually like disabling your computer, or you can find a way around it because we think this is flawless, then, you know, we'll pay money. Pretty much what they're saying right now.
Okay.
So that's the whole point of this bug bounty shit. I think it's $100,000 they're offering too, if anyone could find a way through the system in some way too. This is a big story I forgot about too, that I heard about this week.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I was like, damn, yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Also, this is one of the first Riot games that we... No, I don't think it's the first one. They're known for a big one. What is it? League of Legends.
Yeah, that's their
big bank, their big game. They might have some other games, but also I think this is a start of some of their esports, because they're planning to make a bunch of esport games, including a fighting game, which is being worked on by someone who's part of EVO, Tom Cannon. So he's also working for Riot right now, working on this fighting game that Riot's going to have. So this is probably something in that line of series, too, of esports game, this Valorant game, which is also interesting. But anyways, but that's what's going on with that.
Yeah, dude, thank you for giving us some details about it. I appreciate that. One other piece of news I want to bring up is Sailor Moon. So for those of you that have a hard time finding Sailor Moon compiled into one streaming service or one place to watch it, surprise, motherfuckers, it's coming.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, there's a button for it. I love it. Anyway, there will be both Blu-rays and DVDs, but also officially on YouTube starting tomorrow, which is my birthday, April 24th. Sailor Moon will be available on YouTube. For now, it will be the first 127 episodes.
The original?
The original. Wow. The first 120 episodes, 127 episodes will be available.
Dubbed or subbed?
That I don't know. I think it's subbed. Hopefully dub is going to be in there. The only reason I think subbed is because they keep using their Japanese names in this article I'm reading.
Cool.
Like Chibiusa, Mamoru. Yeah. So I'm guessing it's going to be subbed. However, they're only going to do the first 127 episodes for now. But they do plan to do Sailor Moon S and Sailor Moon Superstars. I'm sorry, Stars. Sailor Moon Super S and Sailor Moon Stars, which are the last two seasons. And they said they will put those on YouTube very soon. They haven't put the time, they haven't put the date, but they said they will put those ones out. And if anyone doesn't know, Sailor Stars is the one that was not shown on TV because the characters transformed from women into men, from men into women. And they don't like that shit. But anyway,
America doesn't like that shit.
As of tomorrow, yeah, America doesn't like that shit. As of tomorrow, 127 episodes of Sailor Moon will be available on YouTube. That's pretty cool, man. That says a lot for the anime world.
That's cool. I don't think it's going to be dubbed either, because dub has... I'm pretty sure they did a lot of editing.
There's three versions of the dubs anyway.
Oh, shit.
They got to figure out which version they're going to use.
Because I can see that there's so much editing that it won't match up with the sub version, and they probably don't want to touch the sub version.
Probably.
And then, of course, the dub just has name changes and who knows what else, because I never seen the sub version. Actually, I have, but, like, I have no comparison to the dub because I didn't even watch too much of the dub.
I don't blame you. All right. Earlier, this is the last thing I want to mention. Well, not period, but for now.
Forever.
Sony Pictures, Scott Rosenberg and Jeff Pinker, who are like big main people. I'm sorry. They're going to be the writers and producers for this project that Sony had announced earlier this week. So everyone's been paying attention to Venom. But one thing that was announced that a lot of people didn't catch on to is that Sony announced there will be a One Punch Man live action movie.
Whoa.
Made by them. I don't think people realize how big of a fucking deal that is. A One Punch Man live action show is going to be fucking ridiculous.
Show or movie?
No, I'm sorry, movie. I keep saying show. Sorry, movie. The show will be adapted into a movie. Again, I know we talked about it earlier, but I feel like this is a time to call Edgar Wright, the guy who made Scott Pilgrim, and have him do this shit. Because the whole thing is just a regular Japanese businessman was tired of being a businessman, and he wanted to be a superhero. So he started training every day, and after a year or two, he's like, I'm going to be a superhero. And he was strong enough to kill anybody he fought with one punch. That's the whole premise of it. It could be ridiculous. It could be really good. I just like that Sony's actually interested in fucking with something like this. I never thought they would try to do some anime shit into live action. I don't know if it's going to be good or not.
Did they do Kenshin?
No, that's Warner Brothers.
That's Warner Brothers. Okay,
that's right. Warner Brothers. Sony's going to touch
I feel like Sony did something.
Maybe they did. I don't remember, though. Throw it at me if you remember.
Yeah, so I'm sure Steven knows.
Throw it at me if you remember. But One Punch Man is coming. And one thing I will say about One Punch Man is for being a comedy series, I can't explain why it has the best fight scene I've ever seen in any fucking anime in my whole life. The last episode of the first season has the best fight scene I've ever seen in anything. And it's a comedy series. It's not even taking the fighting seriously. But their animation for the fight was off the wall. Hopefully they do this live action in the same range and they take it seriously, but still realize it's funny at the same time. I guess we'll just have to see. But AJ?
Tech in chat is asking about Evangelion, if we mentioned anything about it. Apparently, did you have news about it?
No, I mean, we talked about Evangelion, how there's a release date for the fourth movie finally.
No.
No, there's something else, I don't know.
He said the movies, the 1.0 and such, are on YouTube for free on Kara, K-H-A-R-A channel.
Fuck is that?
No subs.
Oh, that's the channel name. Oh,
yeah, the name of the channel is Kara, K-H-A-R-A.
So if you guys can understand Japanese, you'll be cool.
Unless it's dubbed.
It says no subs, right?
So I would assume it's dubbed or it's just...
Why would you need subs for a dub? I don't know. Anyway, but either way, I guess you have to check it out. Kara channel. It's K-H-A-R-A.
I'll be down to watch all that shit again, only because I don't remember a thing, and the shit I do remember, I'm confused about.
That's not your fault. That's that movie's fault. Right? If you like Evangelion, bro, you should watch that show Devs I was telling you about. There's surprising, crazy-ass connections.
Damn, no dub and no sub. Shit.
Fuck.
No dub, no sub, no business, man.
You just watch it, dude. If you don't speak Japanese, fuck out of here, I guess, right?
Damn, that sucks.
That does suck. Okay, anything else you want to say about that, AJ?
Nothing about that, no.
Okay.
That's some good news.
Yeah,
you get a cookie.
Everybody gets a cookie.
Oh,
all right.
Still on this, my bad.
One quick news, I'll say real quick. Henry Cavill and Millie Bobby Brown are going to be working together in a movie coming up for Netflix, and it's going to... I'm sorry, we don't know if it's a movie or a show, but it will be Sherlock Holmes-based.
Whoa.
We don't know who Sherlock Holmes, her, or him, but there will be a new movie or show coming out for Netflix featuring Henry Cavill and Millie Bobby Brown as partners.
Is it too soon for another Sherlock Holmes?
I think it is, bro. We have so many.
Are we Sherlock Holmes out yet?
I kind of think we are, bro.
I haven't seen any of them, but I feel it's a lot.
Bro, there's the Robert Downey. There's the Cumberbatch. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's that Korean one with the...
Oh, shit. I didn't even know about that.
Dude, there's one called Sherlock, just Sherlock, and it's a Korean girl that is doing Sherlock Holmes shit.
Yeah, there's one. Oh, the one with Lucy Liu? That's what I'm thinking about.
No. But no, there's another, not even that.
Elementary?
Oh, yeah, and then there's Elementary. I forgot about that. So there's, like, literally four active fucking Sherlock Holmes things going on at once.
Within the last decade, yeah.
And now we're going to add a fifth right now, I guess. I don't know why this is happening. I mean, I don't need him that badly. There's other detectives in history.
Dude, like, right after vampires were done with and zombies, we got fucking Sherlock.
Dude, it don't make no sense, dude. Like, there's so many people that, like, fight... vampires. It doesn't have to be. I mean,
and the Will Ferrell movie crimes. Too. Is the Will Ferrell one too?
Oh, I forgot about that from last year.
I don't know about
that. Dude, it was Will Ferrell and the other guy that he's always in movies with, John C. Reilly.
Oh, for real?
Nova from.
Yeah.
It was the two of them, Sherlock and Watson. I didn't watch it. I heard apparently it was horrible, like horrible, but I didn't watch it. So yeah, dude. Just I think we should let Sherlock go for now.
Yeah, let's give it another couple decades, and then we'll come back to this.
You know, usually they wait at least 10 years before they start making more of that shit. But whatever. Other quick things I want to mention.
But what's his name? Henry Cavill. I remember last week we mentioned him real quick that he was a big gamer and shit. And like he's been doing something during this lockdown. I remember what it is now.
What is it?
He's been painting fucking like D&D figures or some shit like that, like miniature figures.
What?
Yeah, that's what I heard. He was doing like it wasn't gaming related. Well, I guess it's tabletop gaming related.
It's nerdy gaming related.
Yeah, but I heard that's what he's been doing lately. I think that's what I heard.
Interesting.
Because as I was painting, I remember that. I don't know why it came to mind. I was like, oh, that's what he was doing. That's what I heard he was doing. Anyways, while you're looking up whatever.
Nah, I got one more piece. Oh, go ahead. You have something else?
Animal Crossing, because we always have Animal Crossing shit every week now, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't have any new maps that people have made. But apparently, oh my God, what was my story?
Also, by the way, Elijah Wood is out there in Animal Crossing, you know, showing up to random people's islands. So I don't know if you like.
I wonder how that works. Like,
I don't know how that works either, bro.
Because there's Nintendo is so strict with their online shit. Anyways, New Horizons, Animal Crossing New Horizons, has had the most successful first month of any video game in history. It has like sold the best in its first month in any other game in history.
In history?
In history, it says.
Over Super Mario Brothers? Over Donkey Kong? Like that?
Even over, like, Call of Duty and shit, it said.
Fuck! Yeah. Really?
Even in terms of digital downloads, an estimated 5 million digital copies in its first month as well. 5 million copies of this game downloaded. Most people like to buy shit. It's the best-selling console game of the month.
Shit, I would argue over the past 5 years now that we're hearing this.
But so that's fucking... It just broke new records on both digital and physical copies, I suppose. Grand Theft Auto usually... I think Grand Theft Auto's streak was broken by Call of Duty a couple years ago, because I know we talked about that in the show a few years ago. I forgot which one it was, because they fucking come out so frequently. This has broken that record as well, I suppose. Which also leads me to our predictions episode. One of my predictions that I made, that I remember, is that Animal Crossing, when it comes out, my guess was that it will sell more than any previous Animal Crossing ever.
Well, you were right about that already.
I'm pretty sure I'm right about that.
No, you're right, yeah.
I had to be right with that,
unless it got smoked by the original. That's the only way that I could imagine
it.
Yeah,
unless one of the original games before this have sold more.
There's no way you're wrong. Yeah.
I mean, if this is the first game in history to do these numbers, then that isn't possible. So I have to be right on this. So I think I got, as far as all the predictions I made in that episode, this is the one thing I can remember that I did make a prediction about.
Okay.
And I've won that. I wish we were making some type of bets on something.
We should start next week. You heard it here first.
Next year.
All right. Okay, cool. Fucking Animal Crossing is tearing shit up.
Yeah.
All right. Last piece of news for me. All right. If you're a Sega fan, hopefully you don't care about the mobile titles, because they're losing two of them. Sega Heroes, which is a fighting game with basically Smash Brothers but Sega characters, which who cares? And then also Crazy Taxi Tycoon. This is, I think,
what the fuck? There was a Crazy Taxi Tycoon?
Yeah, it's a mobile game. We actually covered it last year, and I think it was like shooting up. Like people liked it a lot. So these two games are not going to be available.
The damn shame.
Yeah, right. Sega has split ways with Demiurge Studios. So these, instead of keeping these things going and not getting paid for them, Sega just wants to cancel them. So after May 21st...
Cancel culture.
Yeah, cancel culture, bro. After May 21st, Sega Heroes and Crazy Taxi Tycoon will be unavailable in America. So you cannot download, you cannot play anymore. I'm surprised. Like, Sega needs to take any wins they can get, because like people are grabbing onto them. Like, they should take any exposition, anything that people want to get their shit out there to heart and keep them relevant, you know. So I'm kind of sad that they're going to give up on these things.
I heard there's a rumor about Sega joining forces with Microsoft
to make a console.
Not to make a console, but what I'm thinking is that Sega, you know, right now they're kind of exclusive. Not really exclusive, but they've been doing a lot of shit with Nintendo.
Yeah, they mostly are doing Nintendo or mobile shit, and that's it, right?
They may flip it and start doing Microsoft shit and getting, like, originals and all that there.
That'd be a fair business move.
That might be. Or I think the other rumor was that Microsoft might be buying Sega outright.
Well, we've definitely
heard... Which would be fucking weird.
I'll say, we've definitely heard rumors in the past few years about Nintendo buying Sega. So, I mean, I don't see why that's too far-fetched.
Yeah, so something like that. So that could be the reason.
That would add up. Yeah, that's very interesting. That's
not true. Sega exclusively releases Yakuza games for PlayStation. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but that's it. Like, it's that one franchise that's promised to PlayStation.
But they're more in favor of doing shit with Nintendo. They're like with Sonic and all that, though.
Nintendo has open license, so they can do a lot of things with Nintendo.
They do a bunch of other shit. That's true. Shit that you don't fucking realize they're doing. Like, I forgot they did fucking Yakuza.
But I think that they mainly fuck with Nintendo for the most part. Not completely, but mainly.
Most of their business is there in a way. Yeah. But they might be doing more business with Microsoft pretty soon. I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Could maybe be
because they're getting bought out by them or whatever. Maybe Microsoft like don't fuck with that shit anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
Tip doesn't want Microsoft to buy Sega.
And my last piece of news:
what happens?
Toonami will continue airing till the end of the year. So we mentioned a few weeks ago that Toonami's coming back and they're going to be airing their own little block. They're going to continue through the whole year. So if you're at home and stuck like us and you don't have access to crazy-ass anime like we do, which we do, you can definitely use Toonami as your advantage. And that's the end of my Unfocused news. AJ?
Yeah, I'm done with news too.
All right. Unfocused weeks. I'm going to read that. So I couldn't get that Avengers 5 I wanted, but I got my new Avengers 4, which is something that I can read until I can fucking find my Avengers 5. So I'm going to read that. Teen Wolf season 2. I think I told you guys I was watching season 1. It was good. It was interesting. It was kind of fun. Continue doing that. Watch season 2. Hopefully it's still good. And then I think otherwise, more Soul Calibur for sure, always. No, more Smash Brothers. And I really want to play some Splatoon. But that's what I focused week. AJ?
Oh, yeah, Splatoon, that's what it was. As far as Splatoon goes, I've been thinking maybe I should actually go and play through single-player Splatoon.
Fuck that. No, no, what made you say that?
Because there's an expansion for Splatoon that I've never touched. Because it's mostly story-based. But I'm kind of interested in getting it. Also because there's new... I think there's different items and weapons you can possibly get. If not that, you're able to be an octopus. So there's squidlings and there's octolings in Splatoon. But we don't have octolings. We can't be octolings.
We know they exist, but we can't be them.
Yeah, I've seen people be octolings all the time when playing, though. But you can be an octoling, too. But with that expansion, though. So some people have done.
Fuck?
Yeah. So I'm kind of down to fucking play that and get through that. And you can also unlock certain weapons when playing the first person or the single player mode.
Okay.
Like the what do they call them again? Legendary items or some shit like that. So yeah, I might do that. I'm not sure if I actually want to do it. I know I say a lot of shit all the time and I never do it. So this is one of
Golden
those things.
Sense.
Right? Yeah. Well, the fucking GameCubes, if I can get that shit.
Yeah, that's
fixed.
Not your fault. That's GameCube's
fault. I gotta
fault.
Find it too. Oh, I should go and just buy that item now because I found it on Amazon because I need a special torque bit for the freaking GameCube. So it's like, I found it for like $5 on Amazon. Maybe I'll go order that shit so I can open up the freaking GameCube. But yeah, do that, and I need to fucking do the comic thing. I haven't done that yet.
All right.
And yeah, I don't
know. Focused.
We'll figure it out. Oh, since I did my model, I might move on to the freaking Mega Bloks Technodrome shit.
Damn.
It's fucking huge. It's 2,900 pieces.
Because otherwise, what do you got to make? The Thunder Zord?
The fucking Ninja Zord's done. I don't have any other models.
What is the Thunder Zord, though, right?
The Thunder Zord. I want the fucking Thunder Zord, man.
I forgot about them till right now. Yeah, literally, as we talked about, I remembered them right now.
Yeah, the
dragon, the big red dragon.
Yeah, fucking the griffin, the unicorn, and all that shit. Yeah, I fucking would love that shit as a model. But they had the Shogun, though. They'll skip that shit and went to Shogun Zord.
I forgot about the Shogun Zord.
That's the other model that exists.
That's the ninjas, right? When the ninjas all combine.
Yeah. So it's like this, but they're all like the same form and everything. Yeah. So that's another one that exists, but like I never really liked the show. I didn't really like it though.
It was surprising. Like it was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. So I'm not gonna get that one. As far as the models that exist, the only one I want is Titanus. That shit's expensive though. I've never owned the Titanus thing, though.
I always felt like Titanus was so special because they didn't call him out very often.
No,
it was very, very rare.
Did you know he combined with this shit?
With the Ninja Zords?
Yeah, with the Falcon in the back, too. Jumped into Titanus in the episode once.
No, fucking no.
I know, right?
I remember seeing Titanus go on the Dragonzord, like on top, or like he had like some, or they would ride him or something like that.
Yeah, like when the Megazord and the Dragonzord combined, then they would jump into Titanus.
Yeah, and they would like use him for an extra blast or something.
Yeah, the Ninja Megazord fucking did the same shit. They jumped into Titanus.
What?
Yeah, like I was watching this random Power Ranger shit before, and I saw that. I was like, what?
Wow.
When did that? I didn't even watch enough, I guess.
Fucking nuts.
I know. Anyways.
I'm focused.
All right, we're out. We'll be back hopefully next week.
And we'll see you soon.
Yeah. All right, imagine. Oh, I put. Meow. My bad. I did the wrong screen. This one.
Okay, I don't have to do it. Okay, go.
That reason
don't
track.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at @unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, the audio version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!